Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ben and Colin with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a researcher from the University of Queensland has led an international team in improving biodiversity conservation mapping in South Asia. The team, led by Dr. Shawan Chowdhury from UQ School of the Environment, retrieved 44,000 photos from almost 1,000 animal species from Facebook nature photography groups in Bangladesh. The photos, which add to the Global Biodiversity Information Facility database, included 288 threatened species. Dr. Chowdhury said the project could change the way scientists gather biodiversity information in the future.
A Brisbane port is one of four major Australian ports closed for days, leaving 30,000 containers stranded following a cyber attack on November 10. The attack was the infiltration of the port operator organisation, DP World Australia, and is believed to have involved Citrix Bleed, which is an exploitation of cloud network software known about since July this year, following a number of high-profile attacks using this vulnerability. The attack comes as an important reminder to businesses as the Citrix Bleed issue can be avoided by updating networks with a patch that's been available for over a month. The issue is especially important for infrastructure businesses, which are being targeted by cybercriminals, according to the Australian Signals Directorate.
In national news, Optus CEO Kelly Bayer Rosmarin is currently fronting a Senate inquiry into service outages last Wednesday morning. Ms. Rosmarin apologised for the outage, saying the Optus network should have been able to cope with the software upgrade by Singtel, and they've taken steps to ensure the incident doesn't happen again. Optus engineers had to do a hard reboot to restore services, which was time-consuming and challenging. Rosmarin said the minister believed the triple zero system would continue working as designed through alternative networks. In response to criticism that she wasn't public-facing during the incident, Ms. Rosmarin said her priority was the team's actual crisis response.
Western Australian Police confirmed they are investigating the discovery of suspected graves which were found on a small island off the Western Australian coast in October. Skipper Harley Cousins said it was a shocking sight and said, quote, "There was one with a big cross and others with lots of stones and sticks and a few other mounds which I suspected are also burials." Western Australian Police said in a statement that they will deploy forensic resources initially, but may require further deployment of specialist forensic resources.
In international news, Malawi's President Lazarus Chakwera has suspended all international travel for himself and his government in a bid to save money. The measure comes as the nation's currency suffers a period of economic turbulence caused by high inflation and petrol and diesel shortages. President Chakwera has implemented several other measures, such as a wage increase for civil servants and lowering income taxes in the upcoming budget. Many fear the devaluation of the currency will raise prices and worsen the financial state of the nation.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 30.4 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.